If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings and the divine love of the all that is. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command, Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christs. So this evening our seminar topic is World Vision, Recognizing Your Piece in the Puzzle. So if you're ready, just relax and bring yourself present. Take a deep breath and see that magnificent soul vision, that purpose that you embody. See it coming right down into your conscious awareness, flooding your mind with vision, with clarity, with inner knowing. As we activate and quicken your divine template and blueprint that is indeed encoded into every cell, every strand of your DNA, every part of your energetic matrix of consciousness is already encoded and imprinted and ready to quicken and activate like a time release capsule in the perfect ordering for you to manifest that particular part that would be your puzzle piece in implementing a new world vision. And so as an activator tonight, I quicken and activate that in each one who is listening so that it will awaken in a perfect way according to your highest divine good and the energies that you can host and accommodate at this time that would be appropriate. Take another deep breath. Integrate, align, integrate, align, integrate and infuse and allow the enthusiasm in godness of each of these momentums to flow like warm honey through your nervous system. We ask for the dissolving of any blocks and any inhibiting factors within your nervous system. If that could be cleared now through grace, whatever could be lifted and dissolved back into the nothingness from which any form of negativity only appears to have arisen. And make room for and host the vision and that piece of the puzzle that is your unique contribution to the whole. Yes, some of you may be feeling the heat moving through your body and your hands. Many of you are healers and work with your hands or creative artists. And so you'll notice that there is a greater sparking of that creative fire flowing through your neurological system now as I speak. Take another deep breath and go really soft inside. Let go and be soft inside, malleable. Let that divine creative intelligence of the all it is have its way with you. For we are all functionaries of divine source. We are all those who source the source through us. And what we represent and manifest today as a collective is the externalization of what has been a vision for many, many centuries. But we have the happy task of actually implementing, importing, and presenting it in tangible form in the world. That is our particular purpose as a group. And tonight we're going to look at that. So to begin with, let's do a little inner soiree, shall we? Imagine, if you will, a gigantic puzzle. And it's complete already. In the eternal now, it's already been accomplished. We're just entering into the time fabric of the past. From the future, we enter in as a collective to manifest it in this particular time zone. Because ultimately, this vision will fade into and blend into each of the dimensions until they all resonate with a perfect divine pattern. So what we're doing is displacing the fallen thought forms, which entered in as a distortion field into the original divine template, for the purpose, actually, of our experiencing creative dissonance and creative chaos, if you will. That sounds like an oxymoron, but it's not. You actually always have to uproot previous momentums to insert a new momentum. Usually, this is established through harmonics in the form of music. Prior to each advancement and shift in consciousness, a new sound comes forward, a new music. That's why each generation has its music, its beat, its sound. And the previous generation generally doesn't like that new sound for the simple reason that it's a dissonance that disrupts what had been before. So you might come out of a very melodic and romantic age and have a cacophony of very dissonant music that's jarring. And what that music does is break up those old thought forms, those old momentums, those old energetics. It's like plowing the field with sound, in this case, and then a new refrain, a new melodic birthing takes place. A new symphony emerges that is the quintessential, let's say, statement in sound and in music that people then vibrate into. And the many artists that present, you know, it's been said that the artist actually is the prophet of, are the prophets of the new age. So always the filmmakers and the musicians and the artists generally set the keynote for that which is the next opening energetically of vision and the next step that we collectively move towards. So you notice in the artistic template, you'll see the same pattern. You'll find artists that were painting very traditional lifelike paintings, followed by those who were impressionistic and those who brought in the abstract. And those that brought in the formless abstract in terms of color and energy, but without definite form. So you have these patterns that again and again repeat as the new energy shift and create a template for a new manifestation. So that's taking place today on this planet in just about every area. And it's the conflicting of those two energies, the new paradigm energy coming in, the old paradigm energy, which has been established and, of course, resists that disruption, new energy, and the creative rubbing against each other, if you will, jousting for positioning, if you will, of these two energies is what produces all of the conflict on the planet. It's simply the old resisting the new, and the new just like a newborn baby, making such a disruption that it can't be ignored. You see, that's even replicated in the birth of a child. You know, that child is going to make its presence known whether you like it or not. So everything has to give way to new life. And we are in the midst of a new life that is presenting into the world. And we are like midwives, birthing this earth into a higher octave of presentation, a more refined physical light field that we're moving into in terms of our physical bodies, more crystalline, silicone in base, rather than the carbon base. And we are actually transfiguring into a light body, which in some cases, I believe, will be able to consciously move back and forth between the dimensions without going through the more drastic dropping aside of the physical that we have been experiencing in what we call death. That's like taking outworn garments and slipping out of them. That's what your body is when it falls aside, when it's been used to the max and is no longer useful to house the spirit. You take off that garment and another one is placed with you because you have a body at each dimensional level, not just one. So as we move into this, what we could call the merging of the physical and the metaphysical levels of the earth, we're moving into bodies that correspond with that higher light field. Many of the masters and the brother and sisterhoods of light move into what is called a densified astral body. Now, that's a physical body, but it's not fixated in time and space. It works out of the field of time limitation and spatial limitation, and also off of what we call the historical timeline, so that the ascended person that's operating through a densified astral body can actually step in and out of the time-space continuum at will and appear in and out at any place, at any time. There's no limitation. And that's what many of us are moving into now. I say many. Well, maybe not that many, because I'm actually speaking to more advanced lightworkers in these seminars. But I think those of you that listen to me regularly can relate to what I'm saying, because you probably already realized this for yourself, that you are, in fact, hovering between the two-dimensional fields, and periodically you step back and forth. You know how you can tell you're doing that? Sometimes you'll have a feeling like when you stand up, you'll feel like you're a skyscraper. You'll feel like you're so tall that you can barely feel your feet. And I know with myself, I'll feel so tall, sometimes it's difficult for me to ground my feet on the ground because I'm up so high. It's like the feet are way, way, way down there. And I'm sort of teetering, you know, before I find a way to anchor. And a way to anchor that I found that really works is to stand barefoot in the grass facing the sun with your eyes closed. Now, close your eyes so you don't burn your eyes. And let the sun represent to you your connection to the great central sun. The sun within the sun within the sun. Connect with all the great central sun systems, which align in a line, actually, right in the center of your forehead. They will go all the way through the time-space continuum and out and beyond it, to the very highest point of divinity that you can imagine, and see yourself connected with a golden thread of light all the way down through the top of your head, all the way down through your body, and down through your feet, and then bring that energy all the way through your feet into the soul's star, the great central sun, which is the center of the earth, which is the sun of Telos and the Agartian community. For there is an inner sun, an inner world in each planet. So connect to that inner Agartian sun, that Telosian sun, and find yourself as a continuum of omnipresent divine awareness, a light field itself, ever expanding and unlimited. But anchor it through your physical template. In that way, you are a living continuum of multidimensional awareness grounded on Earth. And it's only in a physical Earth body that you can actually own and occupy that awareness. So use it. And another way you can tell of your multidimensional self is that when you come down into your body, you'll feel like you're telescoping down and suddenly you've become really small, like you're slam dunked into your body, and you'll feel like the rug or the floor or the grass is rushing up to almost bump you in the nose. So pay attention to the alternating sense of self that you have as you move in and out of your multidimensional self. You will definitely feel an alteration in how you sense your height, whether you're expanded like a skyscraper or squashed down to where you feel like you're slam dunked in your body. Just pay attention to that. And always notice when you come back in your body in the morning after you've been out in the night travel or after meditation, I think probably many of you have noticed that you burn. Your body will burn. Sometimes the back of your neck will burn. Sometimes the whole body will be flushed with heat to where if you're in bed and have covers over you, you'll throw the covers off because you'll feel this blast of heat. Or if you're sitting in meditation, you'll feel that blast of heat course through your body. And what that is the more refined, subtle bodies coming back into your physical body. Your subtle bodies have a higher rate of vibration in the electronic spin. And the disparity between the vibration of the physical body and the acceleration of the higher frequency of the light body, when the two come together, you will find that burning takes place. And because the physical body is always of a more gross, dense vibration than your higher spinning electronic fields of your subtle bodies. So pay attention to these things. These are all part of your multidimensional awareness. And learning yourself in a new way, becoming more aware that you're not just here in this enchilada, but there's a whole heck of a lot more going on with you and taking place in your life. There's never nothing going on. There's always something going on. And it's rarely what you think it is, because the human mind is pretty much in the beta frequency. It's designed to operate in the material world and do material things and remind you of material timelines and the things you have to do to keep your job and do what you have to do to survive and take care of your family. But there's a whole other level going on, which when you begin to integrate it more and more, you find yourself living that dual life where you're here, but you're also there. For example, I'm up on the ship with Ashtar the same second I'm sitting here and doing this radio transmission for you. I'm in both places, fully aware, fully conscious, and I'm not limited to that. I'm beyond also those things, because none of us is simply parked on a spaceship or in a dimensional, lower bipolar dimensional field. We all are omnipresent, omniscient, Satchitananda. We are, in fact, the absolute Godhead, simply experiencing a temporary distraction, a temporary field trip into differentiation and individual identity. It's fun. It's interesting. It offers a new perspective for the all that is, that is who we are. So it's not a bad thing. But on the other hand, it's not the only show in town. It's not the only thing going on. And each of these seminars, I try to expand the understanding more and more so that you begin to experience yourself more as a more conscious divine being that is simply resonating a wavelength of consciousness, a state of mind, a point of view that outpictures as this world that you wake up to each morning. And I do believe that we are entering into a time where we are going to be seeing a very different world when we open our eyes. And I think that's probably very good news for all of us. So, back to the puzzle. I got distracted here for a moment. Imagine this gigantic puzzle of the new Earth. And it's beautiful. It's perfect. It's absolutely breathtaking. Please notice the colors and everything. You know, it might look a great deal like those sand paintings that the Tibetan monks make. The great Kala Chakra mandalas might look a lot like that. Only this is a puzzle with many, many pieces. And it's of the new Earth and what's been called the seventh golden age that we are now manifesting together as a group of world servers and visionaries. So as you mock this up in your mind, and it doesn't have to be precise, some of you are very good at visualizing, and some of you just postulate that it's there and know that it's there and don't, you know, get worried if you're not able to visualize every little thing. It's not important. The idea is I want you to find your puzzle piece. Now, you can do it. Just find it. And notice where it is in the puzzle. Just notice. Perhaps it has a color or several. And that transpersonal part of yourself that already knows exactly where you fit and exactly where you are connected and exactly the position. This is one of those things where you just trust and know that some level of your being has indeed recognized your particular piece in the puzzle. And you just might notice if there's any other definitive characteristics that Spirit wants to show to you right now. Maybe there's colors or shapes around you that seem significant to you. And you might even see what part of the picture may or may not be revealed to you, what part of the overall design or picture is your puzzle piece connected to. Okay. And again, it's good to remind yourself that you know exactly what you need to know from this exercise, and it will present in your conscious awareness in its own perfect timing when it's necessary. So let me ask you, what's going on in your life right now? This would be physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, in your home and work environment. What's up for you? Could you give it an overall descriptive title or spot the predominant theme? You know, many people have reported very definite and often challenging situations that have arisen for them in December. maybe the turn of fall, let's say September, October, November, December. What came up for you around that time? It seems that the formerly unaddressed issues have presented themselves to be dealt with for just about all of us. And some of these involve physical healing, taking better care of ourselves, being more responsible for our health and food choices and how we've managed our money and our affairs. And for others, it's had to do with healing unresolved conflicts in their relationships or apologies that need to be said or letters or phone calls that needed to be made. Mending fences for many people was important. Some people had their whole lives turned upside down. Some had a near-death experience or a very close call with their physical health. It's almost like a certain period of time for some of us ended, and a decisive entrance into a new life was catalyzed in some way. I know that was certainly true for me. So this is necessary as we enter the new vibration of 2014, which promises to be a very creative year and a very eventful year in which we definitely move into the new Earth vibration. And things that don't resonate with that higher paradigm simply have to be resolved, because when you create something, you are responsible for that creation. And that's where the chickens come home to roost, and whatever we have put out, we're responsible for resolving, clearing, dissolving, forgiving, releasing, whatever. But we have to deal with it. It's our responsibility. So an easy way to do that, which I've shared on a number of seminars, is to release whatever it is that you can't handle, that you don't want to handle, that you are incapable of handling. Release it to the Lord. Any kind of a feeling of regret, guilt, unhappiness, sorrow, sadness, pain, confusion, whatever it is, this is defaulting on grace. This is what will dissolve it if you can give it over completely. For example, say you feel depressed or sad, or fear comes up for you. Just take a deep breath and say, Jesus, please take that fear. Please dissolve it back into the nothingness from which it came. And show me how to live in perfect trust. And it takes it just that fast, just that fast. I had something like that come up for me a few days ago, and I did that, and he took it instantly. So the important thing is to not carry and harbor and host negative feelings. You don't have to, because we're in the era and age of grace, where that which never was could be dissolved for you if you just give it over and don't make a big deal out of it. So the vibration of 2014 already seems really intense. I mean, good gracious, look at the weather worldwide. I have never in my life seen so much snow as they recently posted on Facebook in pictures in Russia. Not to mention, our So all of these tremendous storms that are taking place from around the world, these incredible life-altering storms and the weather, here in Southern California, it's close to 80 degrees, and it's like 29 below zero and 60 below zero, and you know, just a few states away. So these great disparities of temperature have mostly to do with the fluctuations of the sun, which has reversed its poles, and it is morphing also into the higher vibrational field, because we will have a new heavens as well as a new earth. So the sun is the cause of all of the different fluctuations of the weather. And that's part of it too. And the sun is the governing factor of the vitality field of the etheric bodies that we carry, and also the mind itself. It is the vivifier of the mind. So there we have the disparity of consciousness being shifted by the inner sun vibrating in harmony with the outer sun, and the weather patterns, which basically represent the emotional state and its fluctuations of the indigenous inhabitants of the planet Earth. So all of that together, we're seeing the tremendous shift that's taking place both inwardly and outwardly with all life forms. And all life in every dimension is part of the unified field of loving intelligence that we call God. Every tiny atom in existence is interrelated, connected, and in communication all of the time. So this is part of what we are passing through collectively. And for some, I think these drastic weather patterns and other things will be as pattern interrupts, where the old patterns are being wrested from those who are trying to cling to them and who are resisting the changes. It will be harder for them if they can't let go and move into trust and allowing and acceptance. And some can, and some are, you know, having a real challenge with that. But for those who are learning to let go of control and who are trusting and moving with the flow of these changes, it will be an exciting adventure leading to unexplained areas of new creative possibilities. So it's like a wow, you know, if you can just let go of trying to figure anything out and control anything and just go with it, you're going to have an amazing ride, an amazing experience. So whatever you've been doing, planning, thinking, you know, it may be wise to pause and take some deep breaths. Let's do that right now. And just center in quietness. And just ask to be a more present and alert, more attuned to right here, right now. You know, you can always handle the moment. It's when you step out of the present moment that you rob yourself of energy and freshness, and you move into those energy fields of worry and concern. So train yourself to just stay present here and now. And the easiest way to return to being present is to start watching your breath. The minute you focus on your breath, it brings you present. You can also put your hand on your heart. That's another way to bring yourself present. Breathe into your hand. And just relax. This present moment, when you are fully present and alert, will birth you into the new paradigm. It's no longer a matter of knowing beforehand and planning your life as it was before, or at least as it seemed to be, because there's no history repeating itself now. This is new, uncharted territory. And together, we're co-creating this new paradigm out of present trust. Present trust is the magic carpet upon which we shall soar into whatever is next. So think of present trust as your magic carpet. Just imagine, if you will, a magic carpet, you know, like they had in the Arabian Nights and just see it embossed with embroidery. It says present trust. And any time you feel scared, uncertain, afraid of the future, just visualize yourself getting on that magic carpet and see it rising up above your circumstances of concern and worry. Just see it rising above. And very graciously and gently soaring above the terrain of difficulty and into the ideal and perfect outcome, whatever would be God's highest and best for you. The present trust is the powerful state of consciousness that fuels a future manifestation, quite unlike the past. Jesus goes into this in A Course in Miracles, that present trust is all we need to assure a future totally unlike the past, or unmarred, let's say, from the past. So present trust is also like a magic wand that we wave over circumstances, and they rearrange themselves in perfect divine order. So you can also ask for and affirm that present trust is increasing in your everyday approach to life, and especially in the areas where before you may have given way to fear or worry. And another way to think of it, you could think of yourself as a baby being born into a new life in a new world. How much control did you have over that? You know, you simply need to trust that you'll be lovingly welcomed and cared for. And be aware that there are billions of unseen helpers who've already gone before that are assisting Earth and every one of us in this birthing. Isn't that amazing? So the physical and the spiritual dimensions are merging now. And this is why we are suddenly able to see these beautiful, variegated, and multicolored orbs and dimensional beings and spacecraft. We're able to see these things now, and Bigfoots and big, you know, the Sasquatches. And there's so many things that are now appearing into this dimension that are actually fourth-dimensional manifestations. And it's because of the merging of these two dimensions, and they're overlaying now. They're blending and overlaying. Along with this, our eyesight is developing and refining so that it is attuned to this higher visionary spectrum. And all of our senses are being upgraded in a similar manner. So we are, in like manner, becoming more psychically sensitive and attuned to other dimensions. And we'll truly be able to enjoy a more expanded sense of identity within this new earth. Everything will be as the native Hopi and other indigenous peoples have told us. We will enter into a pristine earth where everything is renewed and replenished and beautiful. So the new earth is initially a state of consciousness operating at a higher rate of vibration, and as each person is able to move into harmony with these new energies, then a new world is entered and revealed to that person inwardly and then perceived outwardly. So the inner shift is always followed by a new way that you see the outer. So the consciousness itself is the meeting and marrying of one's heart and mind that produces the stargate or the dimensional portal into the new earth. So now is the time to ask ourselves and each other, what piece of the puzzle do I carry? And don't just stop there. Look, what is your piece of the puzzle? What have you come to contribute? What are you contributing? You look at your life. Simple things. You know, your puzzle piece can be as simple as being the person that everyone feels comfortable with because you greet them with a warm smile and a hug, and you're never too busy to stop and talk to them. That's a tremendous gift. If you can just import kindness into your day, into your work environment, what a great, great manifestation of spirit that is. And be aware of that. Instead of judging people, begin to question what puzzle piece they may be carrying. It's a different way to look at people, isn't it? And you can bring that dialogue, perhaps, into your conversations. If you were a puzzle piece, what piece of the puzzle do you think you'd carry? You know, people like things like that. They really do. So, be aware that people are being drawn together into groups and alliances where these puzzle pieces fit together. And that's how they are able to co-create, through their mutual collaboration, a specific pattern within the divine template. So it's safe to assume that everyone coming into your life right now is there because he or she has a piece of that particular pattern in the puzzle that connects with yours. Gosh, I've had so many different energies enter my life since September. So many new people. So many new opportunities. It's really fun. So, who or what has entered your life recently? Synchronicity is everywhere. Everywhere. It's safe to assume that everyone that comes into your life has a message for you. And you have a message for them. Now, how you want to share that is up to you. I've actually asked people, well, you've come into my life, what message do you have for me? And then I will share what I have for them. Well, sometimes you can be quite outspoken and bold. Other times you might want to be a little more subtle. But have fun with this. Really have fun, because it's such an exciting time. So be alert, pay attention, and look and see what they presented to you energetically. What energy have they brought into your life? What do they represent? You know, it's happening really fast now, these connections. And they're all part of our shifting into this new paradigm, this new world vision. So today the power is actually with those who are awakening. And they're awakening to the call of their soul's higher purpose. And they are attuned to this global vision. And they're finding those, and it's like we recognize each other, that are on a similar mission, a similar page, let's say, of that presentation. And they're finding each other so that you can co-create together this next, whatever it is that we're doing. So we are truly an international, interdimensional alliance of kindred spirits that are working together, both in and out of physical bodies, to shift this entire earth into a new and more loving expression. You know, the lovely, lovely photographic images of the thousands of colorful orbs that surround us at all times are revealing that we are never alone. Even though we had a crop circle that stated that, it was spelled out, you know, in the crop circle, you are not alone. So there's really no such thing as empty space. The multi-dimensional cosmos is teeming with intelligent life forms. And they're all part of one divine essence, which, you know, if we want to cut to the chase here, the absolute truth, they're all yourself. All of these beings that are appearing in that we're seeing are yourself. There's a meditation for you. You only see yourself. Whatever you see within and without, it's you. So every atom in existence is divinely infused with purpose and functioning perfectly, according to the universal laws governing all life. And likewise, every individual also is an indispensable part of this universal life. And each of us has a very specific divine blueprint, very specific purpose and unique soul pattern and resonance. And we enter into each other's lives to share energy, loving, information, opportunity. So look at the people entering your life and come to the party, you know, come present. And see where you can dance, see where you can play. So the overall cosmic puzzle is incomplete without your addition, your piece of the puzzle, and without your contribution. So it's important that you be yourself. Your job is to fully actualize your purpose in life. And you do that by becoming aware of where you best fit in. The biggest indicator that lets you know where you belong in life is that you experience happiness. A Course in Miracles teaches that your happiness and your divine function are one. So the new paradigm is all about living true to your unique divine blueprint and soul's calling. Bottom line, it's being yourself. In the old paradigm, we got an education primarily to fit ourselves into an established system so that we could earn our living. So it was all about making money, success, and essentially it was about survival. But the new paradigm is not about making a living at all. It's about living a life more abundant. That, you know, like Jesus said that he had come to bring and reveal to us. He said, I have come that you might have life, and that more abundant. So it's about doing what we feel we were actually put on earth to do. And you do that as a way of expressing your innermost nature and your true heart's calling and purpose. So overall, we're to manifest our soul's purpose through our human personality, wedding the spiritual and personal into one seamless whole. We're the Holy Spirit. And we are to perfect our ability to source and radiate unconditional divine love at all times and places. That's where you just hold that world vision of a living love, a world based on living love, so strongly that it permeates and colors everything you say and can do. And you can really experience creative fulfillment and elicit universal support and provision by living true to this living love. And what you feel in your heart is your life's purpose. I sure know that from personal experience because basically I've lived like that since 1988, which was my last paying job where I worked for a paycheck. And since then, I have done the work I love and love the work I do and traveled all over the world and activated the starseed, quickened spiritual momentums, and communicated a vision of this new earth and this new world and this new paradigm. That's been my puzzle piece. And, you know, I also observed that when it felt really hard, it was because I was going against my nature and what I really wanted to do and participate in. And I observed when I experienced flow and ease and synchronicity, and where I felt enthusiasm and energized and inspired, that yes, I was truly happy. And thus I knew I was connected to my real purpose for being. And I recall in the film, Conversations with God, how a frustrated Neil Donald Walsh yelled at God, "I just want to know how this all works, what you want me to do." And God calmly replied, "You've got me all wrong. I just want you to be happy." What a message. You guys have got to rent that film if you haven't seen it. Conversations with God. We just watched it again the other night, and oh my, what a wonderful film. But happiness is a sign of divine attunement and flow and connection. And as Sai Baba has stated, happiness is union with God. And the Course in Miracles has a lesson. God's will for you is perfect happiness. So why do we waste so much time trying to make a living instead of living a life that we truly enjoy, where we're really happy? Well, I think probably it's because maybe you never gave yourself permission to be yourself. You know, sometimes we're so addicted to people's approval and pleasing others that we don't really please ourselves. Well, some of you may have already noticed a few things about yourself that are indicators of where you best fit in. You know, you may have noticed that you're a people person who enjoys relating with people and finds it natural to communicate and facilitate. That would definitely be me. But then there's others who prefer not to interact with people, who would rather work alone and quietly in the background and stay in their creative cave. That's another kind of way to serve. So these things are important to notice. Do you work best as part of a team? And do you do your best work with others or when you're alone? And look where you generate energy. This is the key again. Do you generate energy by interacting with others, or does it tend to overstimulate and drain you? So observing what energizes and what depletes your energy is another major indicator of where you best fit in or not. And here are some of the basic areas where you can observe how your energies operate, possibly by observing your life up until now. For example, using myself, I'm an activator and a pioneering initiator that quickens and sparks and inspires new momentum. And then I move on. So have you observed that as a pattern in your life? Do you get something going and then move on to something else? Or are you part of the group that arrives next on the scene to create the structure and forms for that activated momentum? So just pay attention to the effects of your moving in and out of your work and with groups. Sometimes those of us that are the initiators, we aren't geared to staying and doing the grunt work that it takes to keep an organization or a movement or whatever going. We're not structured for detail work and administration and doing all the things that keep that form vivified and coherent. And it's good to not blame yourself if you're one of those people that moves on to the next and the next and the next, because that's your nature. That's your nature. So many of us also participated in creating the Christ consciousness grid around the planet so that this higher fifth-dimensional living love awareness could manifest on Earth. Many of us are vision carriers. And we traveled and did workshops. I did that for over 20 years to work with a Christ consciousness grid. Because everything has to have a grid to flow the energy through. And then a group comes forward to create forms to host, house, and radiate those new energies. And thus, organizations and communities and networks extend these spiritual momentums that have been activated. We're all part of that. So it's with the loving hearts and gentle natures that we are working now, because these are the ones that will inherit the new earth, the new children coming in. They're already in this new energy. If we don't, you know, get them in educational systems and things that get them off on the wrong track. So those who are like the hardened kernels of corn that refuse to pop, they will simply find themselves in a parallel earth that matches their vibrational preference. But there'll be such a seamless, you know, parting of the overlays of the earth, the new and the older versions of the earth, that none will be missed, and everyone will go to the place of their highest choosing and preference. And we're all part of this. We're all part of this. And it's a joyful thing. In the previous seminars, we looked at the various ray energies and the departments which the masters and their working disciples implement as the divine plan externalizes upon earth. So see yourself as part of this one integrated world vision, as a participant in its manifestation. We all have our gift. We all have that part that we've come to present as our offering of love on the altar of the beloved. So let's take a deep breath, and we will close our seminar tonight chanting the beautiful mantra on IHU, which is the chant of oneness and empathy. Deep breath. May all the beings and all the worlds and everyone upon earth be blessed with the peace of God and the love that they are. Baruch Hashem.